And when we talk about targets in breast cancer, basically you're talking about estrogen receptor and the HER2 receptor. And I want to talk with you and find out how you sort through choosing the type of targeted therapy or regimen specifically. So again, getting back to the node negative situation, your patient who's in her 40s, was she premenopausal?
She was premenopausal.
And then the patient I started out with, which is a patient around 70, being postmenopausal. Can you talk about sort of the approach to choice of hormonal therapy in the premenopausal and postmenopausal woman in the adjuvant setting?
In a postmenopausal woman, I will generally go with an aromatase inhibitor, unless there's a strong reason not to, osteoporosis. And I might even consider it in somebody who's at high risk with appropriate informed consent from the patient. So I will generally use an aromatase inhibitor up front. That's my general practice. In a premenopausal woman, I will generally use tamoxifen as a single agent. These patients I will present with the SOFT trial, which randomizes patients to tamoxifen alone, ovarian functional suppression plus tamoxifen, or ovarian functional suppression plus an aromatase inhibitor. Because I think it really is an excellent trial. It's addressing very important issues, and we really need to know the optimal hormonal regimen for these patients. Off study, I will generally use tamoxifen.
Can you sort of dissect out that SOFT trial in terms of why it is they're looking at those three arms, sort of what the background is, because I think it really cuts to the whole issue of where we're heading in hormonal therapy.
Yeah. We do have good evidence that tamoxifen is an effective regimen in premenopausal patients. We have, for instance, the node-negative trials, tamoxifen versus nothing, clearly showed a benefit in premenopausal as well as postmenopausal patients, and there are other supportive data. In the metastatic setting, we have a randomized trial from the ORTC. We have a meta-analysis of other trials indicating that the combination of ovarian suppression plus tamoxifen is superior to either tamoxifen or ovarian suppression alone. And we like to think that what we find in the metastatic setting will also apply to the adjuvant setting, so that giving a combination of ovarian functional suppression plus tamoxifen is appealing. This has been compared to chemotherapy in premenopausal ER-positive patients and is as good. So that there is some support for this, but we don't have a direct comparison of those two approaches. I should say there was a small intergroup trial led by ECOG, was reported by Nick Robert, in patients who did not receive chemotherapy. This trial under-accrued, unfortunately, and as a result, it's hard to draw a conclusion, but there was no significant difference between tamoxifen and tamoxifen plus ovarian functional suppression in terms of outcome. The combination was the curve on top, but it was not even close to being statistically significant. What was statistically significant was a difference in toxicity, so patients who had ovarian ablation had greater toxicity. So that in general, since we don't have proof of greater benefit, but we do have proof of greater toxicity, I will tend to use tamoxifen alone, but certainly there's a rationale to study the combination, which is very strong. The third arm, looking at ovarian functional suppression plus an aromatase inhibitor, is very logical. If an aromatase inhibitor is better than tamoxifen in postmenopausal patients, what if we make premenopausal patients postmenopausal? Will an aromatase inhibitor be superior then? And so that's a very logical question. So I really like this trial because it builds on what we know about tamoxifen, but also takes another step to looking forward to an aromatase inhibitor. So I think it's a very important trial. It's difficult to get patients on a study like this. It's a small subgroup of patients who remain premenopausal following chemotherapy, which is a requirement of the study. I should say previous studies have tried to look at the appropriate hormonal manipulation in premenopausal women. They've been confounded by the fact that chemotherapy will induce menopause in many patients, so that many patients, in effect, get a combination of ovarian functional suppression plus tamoxifen, which makes it difficult to dissect exactly what is what.